Good morning, Album Rock Radio fans, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour with you, playing the best rock from all eras. I'm going to tell you today about some offspring of famous rock stars who are in the news recently. And we've got our usual features. We've got Phil's Pick and our one-hit wonder of the Album Rock Radio era. Good show all ahead here on WMFO.
Yeah.
That is a band that was born right here on the campus of Tufts University. It is Guster. And I suppose enough time has passed where there are many people on campus who don't realize that fact anymore. But Guster was literally born in the dorms of Tufts. And we heard Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Hollywood Nights here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. Good Monday morning. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. I hope you had a nice weekend. And I hope you enjoyed last week's show. It was a show that featured bands, superstar bands, with two or more lead singers. And that was a show that I had pre-recorded previously because it was a holiday. And so last Monday was Marathon Monday, one of the great days to be a Bostonian, and it really did turn out well. But I really didn't have a chance to talk much about the marathon. Probably the single greatest athletic achievement I admire the most is running a marathon. I could never do it, even when I was in the best shape of my life. I would never even be able to come close. And so last week, I wasn't able to tell you the story of a British woman. Her name is Kate Jaden. She broke the Guinness Book of World Records by running a marathon every day for 101 consecutive days. It's just unthinkable to me. She broke the Guinness Book of World Records by running a marathon every day. She did it to raise money for Syrian refugees. She did raise about $30,000 and ran a total distance of 2,620 miles. And the reason that that number was significant to her is because it is the distance it would take for a refugee to travel from Aleppo, Syria to England. So she raised $30,000, which, if you think about it and you do the math, it's only about $11.45 per mile, which, based on that achievement, doesn't seem like a lot to me, but that was her cause, and she did it. She's 35 years old, and she broke the previous record of 95 consecutive marathons, which was set in 2020 by an American woman by the name of Alyssa Clark. So that's my little marathon spiel that I did not get a chance to share with you last week. Something else we didn't get to do last week was Phil's pick, but Phil is back this week, my friend Phil from Watertown, sharing music with us. He thinks we ought to be listening. It's a feature we call Phil's Pick. We do it every week at this time. Let's hear Phil's pick for today.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Rocketeer by the Church of Roswell. The Church of Roswell is comprised of Josh Doyle, who's a British-American singer-songwriter. Most notably, he used to play in the band The Dum Dums, and Candy Carpenter, who is a singer-songwriter based out of Nashville. Their music can best be described as country, folk, blues, and as they describe it, music from out of this world. So please sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Morning moon, I'm feeling indestructible. Just rolling through the city like a wrecking ball. Oh, 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 oh. Morning stars, where did all my wishes go? Been looking for heaven through my telescope. Oh, 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 oh. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. I'm so high, gonna fly up like a rocket to 10 million light years away. Yeah. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. Good morning, love. We always were dysfunctional. You had to leave just when we got comfortable. Oh, 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 oh. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. I'm so high, gonna fly up like a rocket to 10 million light years away. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. Ooh. here, bring you back to earth just like a souvenir. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. I'm so high, gonna fly up like a rocket till I'm through the atmosphere. Nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing's gonna bring me down today. I'm so high, gonna fly up like a rocket till 10 million light years away. Nothing's gonna bring me down.
Rolling Stones. And we heard Rocketeer, which was Phil's pick today, from a band called Church of Roswell here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. And, you know, we do play more than just the classic rock like the Stones here on the show. And in fact, later in the hour, we've got new music from an all-star band that has risen from the ashes of 90s grunge. And when you hear them, I think it's going to sound a little different than you might expect given their lineage, but I'll leave that up to you to decide, and that's a little bit later on in the show. Right now, I want to tell you a little bit about this week in rock history. As always, much was going on this week. Yesterday marked the day in 1976 when, with rumors of a Beatles reunion swirling around, Saturday Night Live executive producer Lorne Michaels went on camera to offer the guys $3,000. That was just union scale, to reunite on the show. And haha was very funny, but it was later revealed that Paul McCartney and John Lennon were watching at Lennon's New York City apartment, and they did consider showing up on a lark, but they eventually did pass on that opportunity. Also this week in 2006, Billy Joel becomes the first non-athlete to earn a banner at Madison Square Garden when he sells out the venue for the 12th time on his tour. His number 12 hangs alongside retired athletic greats who played in the Garden, like Willis Reed, Walt Frazier, and gag me, Mark Messier. Sorry, grew up an Islanders fan. Also this week in 1968, the newly formed Apple Records, founded by the Beatles, took a pass on signing the unknown by the name of David Jones. He later changed his name to David Bowie, and they sent him a form letter saying, we just don't feel like you're what we're looking for at the moment. And finally, this week in 2005, YouTube launched. It worked so well that Google couldn't beat it with their own Google Video offering, and in 2006, they bought it. And for many of us, it's hard to remember a time when YouTube wasn't with us, but it only launched 17 years ago this week. And this is a big week in the life of William Shakespeare. He was born on April 26, 1564, and died on April 23, 1616, just 3 ticks shy of his 52nd birthday. Also celebrating birthdays on Sunday, Barbara Streisand turned 80. And on this day in 1936, Roy Orbison was born. Roy Orbison was a musician's musician and one of the most influential people on some of the greatest and biggest pop stars and rock stars of all time. And he did have a late career resurgence after his early career success as a solo artist with the Traveling Wilburys. So let's give a listen now to Roy Orbison with the Wilburys. This is Handle With Care on Rock of Ages.
Up and battered around, been sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable. Somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been bumped up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed in daycare centers and night schools. Terrorized, sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care.
I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care?
Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body.
The band is Live. The song is All Over You. And before that, we heard the Traveling Wilburys featuring the otherworldly sound of Roy Orbison, who was born this week in 1936. Well, I hope you're hitting your marks this Monday morning if you are running off to work or school today. Hope you're on time. My name is Ron LaRussa, and the show is Rock of Ages here on WMFO. You can listen to us on the radio here in the Boston area on 91.5 FM, and also listen to us either streaming live or on demand at WMFO.org. Well, it is time now for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. It's a feature we do every week here on the show. Today, we're talking about Blue October. They are an alt-rock band from Houston. They formed in 1995, signed to a major deal in 1999, but it wasn't until their third album, released in 2006, that they achieved true mainstream success with this song. Among their fans is Stephanie Meyer, the author of the Twilight book series, who said that their music helped inspire some of her writing. They stretched the definition of one-hit wonder a little in that they've really remained very prolific artists and producers. They've released several albums and charted a lot of songs on the modern rock charts, but their signature song remains to this day, and it remains a huge mainstream radio hit. This is Hate Me from Blue October. We'll do the album version here on Rock of Ages.
Your mother. It is 2:33 on Monday afternoon. I was just calling to see how you were doing. You sounded really uptight last night. It made me a little nervous, it made me nervous, but it sounded like you were nervous too. I just want to make sure you are really okay, and just want to see if you were checking in on your medication too. You know I love you, and I'm sorry. Take care, honey. I know you're under a lot of pressure. See ya. Bye-bye.
I have to block out thoughts of you so I don't lose my head. They're crawling like a cockroach, leaving babies in my bed. Dropping little reels of tape to remind me that I'm alone. Playing movies in my head that make a porno feel like home. There's a burning in my pride and a nervous bleeding in my brain. An ounce of peace is all I want for you. Will you never call again? And will you never say that you loved me just to put it in my face? And will you never try to reach me? It is I that want to say.
Hate me today.
That you helped me with. The one thing that always tore us apart is the one thing I won't touch again. In my sick way, I wanna thank you for holding my head up late at night. While I was busy waging wars on myself, you were trying to stop the fight. You never doubted my warped opinions on things like suicidal hate. You made me compliment myself when it was way too hard to take. So I'll drive so far away that I never cross your mind, and do whatever it takes in your heart to leave me behind.
Hate me.
Yeah,
ways hard to swallow. today. Hate me tomorrow. Hate me for all the things I didn't do for you. Hate me in ways. Yeah, ways hard to swallow. Hate me so you can finally see what's good for you. For you.
That's The Police from the album Ghost in the Machine on a secret journey. And we heard Blue October, this week's one hit wonder of the album Rock Radio era. The song was Hate Me here on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
I've got some new music for you now, something that's kind of an interesting collection of musicians, former members of Nirvana, Soundgarden, and Pearl Jam have gotten together, and they've put together kind of a grunge supergroup. It's called Third Secret, and while the members have reportedly been working on the project for a while, it seems the Third Secret album released last week came as a surprise to many fans. So this is the self-titled album from Third Secret, and the song is Live Without You, here on Rock of Ages.
Ready to reload like an atom bomb, about to explode. I'm burning. such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time.
Don't stop me
yes,
now.
I'm having a good time. I
don't wanna stop at all.
I remember hearing or reading somewhere that that was voted the happiest rock song of all time. And I understand it. I do. That is Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. And before that, we heard Third Secret, the band that is made up of members of Nirvana, Soundgarden, and Pearl Jam. Not necessarily the sound you would expect from members of those bands, but a pretty cool song called Live Without You. Well, recently, rock stars' sons have featured prominently in the news. Nick Collins, who is the son of Phil Collins, was the stand-in drummer for his dad on the latest and probably the last Genesis tour ever, which wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. And he immediately began touring with his own band called Better Strangers and went from these huge arenas to these small clubs. He's only 20, but by all accounts, he held his own with some very complicated Genesis songs. And interestingly, he said that Peter Gabriel attended the very last show and hung out with the band. Peter, of course, is a founding member of Genesis, but he left the band in 1975 for a solo career, never looked back. And Nick said it was the first time he had ever met Peter Gabriel. And also Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, who was standing in for his dad, the late Glenn Frey, with the Eagles, left the band rather abruptly after 4.5 years. Earlier this year, right before the Hotel California tour, the band announced that Deacon would not be joining them due to an undisclosed illness, and now it seems that the split is permanent and official. The band had nothing but praise for Deacon, though, on their official statements and said that he'd be welcome back at any time. You are listening to Rock of Ages, the best rock of all eras here on 91.5 WMFO. Back to the music right after this.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From the classic rock of the 70s, right on through the pop rock of the 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to were still around today. This is Vampire Weekend on Rock of Ages.
I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know hate is always waiting at I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all is suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know death probably hasn't happened yet. 'Cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest. Cheating on me. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all this suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? This life and all its suffering. Oh
thank you. I came for inspiration. I came looking for truth and joined in the celebration, the passing of my youth. We're here but for a moment, and none of us can see beyond the horizon what kind of world. After all we've come to live with, I wanna know if you're okay. I wanna think it's gonna be alright. It's just a little soon to say.
What do you know? Another week in the books. And another Rock of Ages on the air. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me again next week at this time as we play the best rock from all eras. Until we meet again, I hope you have a really good week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.